Meseches Moedgarten Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. The Elu Megalchim Bamoed. The following are allowed to take a haircut on a cholamoid. But regularly, a person cannot take a haircut on a cholamoid. The reason given as a chachamim did not want to allow you to take a haircut on a cholamoid because they were afraid that people would push off taking a haircut until cholamoid when they are free and they are not allowed to do other malachas. And when the regal starts, they won't look good. So therefore, except for the following, it's usher to take a haircut on a cholamoid. Habba Mimitina Siyam. Somebody who comes from overseas and only arrived now in Cholamoid, or he arrived before Yontif, that didn't give him enough time to take a haircut before Yontif. Somebody who was let out of captivity, somebody who was let out of jail, somebody who was in Cherem, and only now the Chacham or Matur is Cherem, and a Menuda is usher at this part. Somebody who made a neder that he will not take a haircut. And now he is nischaret. He wants to ask a chacham to be matir his neder. Or if he was unable to find a chacham to be matir his neder before Yontif, and only now in cholamoid he found a chacham, then he can take a haircut on cholamoid. V'hanavir. Somebody who is mashlim nizirasso on cholamoid. Another, of course, is not allowed to take a haircut, and only now he finished his nizirus. V'hamitzera ha'oila mitumas l'tarasa. A mitzera who now on cholamoid becomes tar, and the din is that when he becomes tar on the seventh day, he must take a haircut, the sieve, the yomashvi, yigalech, as called saro. Meseches Moedgarten, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Bei, ve'elu mechapsim b'moed. The following are allowed to wash their clothes on cholamoid, but anybody else is also to wash their clothes on cholamoid, as you should have washed them before Yom Tov. Habam min medinas hayom. Somebody who comes from overseas on cholamoid, or if he rides right before Yom Tov, and he doesn't have a chance to wash his clothes before Yom Tov. Umi beis hashibyon. Somebody who is let out of captivity on cholamoid. V'hayoytzi mi beis hashibyon. Somebody who is let out of jail. V'hamenuda shehikiru lo chacham. And a menuda, somebody who was in chayr, that only now cholamoid, the chacham or matur is chayr. And a menuda is not allowed to wash his clothes just like an oval. V'chein mi shenisha lo chacham v'hukim. Somebody who made a neder not to wash his clothes, and on cholamoid he found a chacham to be matur his neder. Mitzvachoy ta yadayim, hand towel, or mitzvachoy ta tapar, the apron that the barber puts on you when he gives you a haircut, even though it's also to take a haircut on cholamoid. But we saw in the previous Mishnah that certain people are allowed to take a haircut on cholamoid. So therefore, for those people, he's allowed to wash the apron. Umitzvachayis hashpot, bath towels. All these things need constant washing. And even if you wash them before Yontif, you need to wash them again on cholamoid. So therefore, it's mutter. So call oilem mituma latar. Anybody who becomes tar on cholamoid, for example, a mitzvayra, or its main mate, that his clothes were tame and needs to wash them, he's allowed to wash them on cholamoid. These are mutter to wash their clothes, but everybody else is not allowed to wash their clothes on cholamoid.